Say you run a small family business, a business you've spent years of your life building. What do you do when your revenue suddenly disappears? While the state is expected to allow some businesses to reopen soon, many business owners are unsure how long they can wait. That includes the subject of our next story. For this installment of the WBUR series, My COVID Economy, WBUR's Adrian Ma introduces us to a man from Revere whose transportation business seemed to be thriving until the coronavirus pandemic slammed on the brakes.
Everybody, meet Jose.
My name is Jose Perez. I'm the Chief Operating Officer for DPV Transportation. We are a one-stop-shop transportation company.
Mostly it does corporate bus shuttles, private car service, that kind of thing.
We've been around for 14 years. It's a family-owned company. It's owned by Daniel Perez, which is my brother, and myself.
The brothers started the business in the mid-2000s, several years after their family had moved from Colombia. And in the beginning, it was a pretty bare-bones operation.
It consisted of a computer in a downstairs basement from our parents. It consisted of one vehicle. It was a 14-passenger Econoline van. And we would just literally go to the airport and says, you know, airport shuttle and try to, you know, solicit people to say, yep, and take them for $14 to $15 to downtown.
And here's the crazy thing. Perez says at the time they first started the business, they were just kids. He was 14 years old, his brother, 17.
Who was driving the van?
I was driving, sometimes I had to drive with my brother's license. I didn't even have a license back then, so I would literally use my brother's license to drive the van. All right? But that's what you call motivation and ambition, man. Nothing could have stopped us. My brother and I looked very similar to each other.
Back in those days, Perez says his father, sister, and cousin, they all pitched into the business. But as it grew, there were times when they were short-staffed.
We were the chauffeurs of the time. We were doing literally everything. We were doing reservations, then changing our voices to think that we were doing accounting.
Wait, can you explain to me how's that? Like, so I call your company and then...
Yeah, you literally call, but like, oh, I need a receipt for this thing. Oh, yeah, let me transfer over to the accountant person. And then it would probably be me. Hey, yeah, I'll send it right over. Right? And it would just work out in a way where... It was creating that image that we had a big company, right? Fake it till you make it kind of thing.
Fast forward a decade and a half later, and DPV was making it.
Today, we got over 250 employees. We have managers. We have shift supervisors. We have fuelers. We have accounting groups. We have a human resource.
Most of that growth happened in the past year. That's after DPV scored a contract to provide shuttle service to Encore Boston Harbor Casino. It was a major deal. But also, it was a huge investment.
We almost lost our shirt to this new business, pretty much, because we went into so much debt. I mean, we went and accrued $12 million worth of new buses, right? We went and rehired a bunch of people. We moved our facilities.
For a while, it was a struggle to balance payroll, rent, and creditors. But in the long term, they hoped it would all be worth it.
So... we were counting that the first year, you know, which was 2019, it was going to be to stabilize what was happening. And then maybe 2020 start seeing some profitability or getting in a much better position. Not the case. Not the case anymore.
Since the coronavirus took hold in Massachusetts, Perez says 95% of the company's business has dried up.
We are a company that mainly survives based on corporate America. We are the people that transport folks back and forth. And that changed because no one is traveling right now. No one's going anywhere, right? Not only people are not traveling, but companies are staying home and telling people to stay home. That means that our shuttles, they're just staying still. We have furloughed a lot of employees. A lot of employees. I think we are 237 furloughs so far, give or take, right? We have pretty much put banks on furlough as well. We're not paying anybody. We've got to reserve our cash. We are, you know, going into debt for roughly, you know, anywhere between $300,000 to $400,000 every month that we're shut down because payments are being deferred, right? Payments are not being waived. Sometime you're going to have to pay that back, right? Let's just say that we push this out another month or two. That's going to put us back for $2 million, right? Which means is that we're going to be working practically free for many years in order to pay that off, right? And it's a scary thought, right? You don't go into entrepreneurship to not make money.
Perez says they have gotten some emergency aid from the federal government, but that doesn't change the fact there are no customers. He says what they really need is what the airlines got, a bailout.
Most business owners in my industry, right, in the bus world, they're not really wealthy folks. We're just really striving individuals, right? And we are smaller companies that need the help, and just they're just not helping.
So how much longer do you think you can hang on if things just kind of stay in the mode they are right now?
Probably another 2 months, if anything. Yep, at the very most. I would say the advantage that my brother and I have today is that we're young, we're ambitious. I'm 29, he's about to turn 34 and whatnot. You know, we either make a lot of money and be very successful in this thing, or we're going to be very bankrupt.
That was Jose Perez, co-owner of DPV Transportation Company. He spoke with WBUR's Adrian Ma for our series, My COVID Economy. If the coronavirus has affected your work or financial life, tell us about it by going to WBUR.org/MyCovidEconomy.